It's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Roy calling from Belfast, Maine.
Belfast, Maine? I know it. What do you do there?
I'm an anesthesiologist.
You're an anesthesiologist? Oh, that's one of those old-time Yankee professions. And how long have you been there, Roy?
About a year.
Only a year? Okay. Well, then it'll take a little while before they accept you. Is it difficult to adjust to life in Maine?
It's just an amazing little town, and I've enjoyed it very much.
Yes, and you enjoy meeting people and then putting them to sleep.
Making sure they wake up, because that's the gratifying part of my job.
I understand. Well, Roy, it's great to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. What is the topic, Chiyoki?
You can always get what you want.
Yes, a reference to one of Mick Jagger's most famous quotes. Right after, how the hell is Keith still alive? This week, we read about a new way to get what you want. Now, our panelists are going to tell you about this amazing technique to make your dreams come true. Pick the one who's telling the truth, and you'll win the Wait Waiter of your choice on your voicemail. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. First, let's hear from Paula Poundstone.
Who among us hasn't wished they lived in a castle? The members of the group Believe in Castles aren't like the rest of us idle wishers, though. They take action. Believe in Castles is a group with a common goal to acquire a castle through spiritual and mindful means. Founding member Richard Davin now owns a castle in Denmark. At a recent meeting in the Binghamton, New York Town Hall, following a session of prayer-filled hand-holding in a circle, a baker's dozen or so members constructed a large papier-mâché castle in the center of the room. Some are clad in medieval garb. There are two faux kings, complete with robes and crowns. Edward Buffington stands out just because he's wearing jeans and a shirt. We're not all the same here. Sure, I want to own a castle, but I don't want to be a king. I'm a software developer. Some of these people are a little nutty, Buffington explained, scratching some hardening papier-mâché from his eyebrow. I'm just here because it worked for Richie Davin. Seasoned member Susan Swamu wears a cone-shaped tower roof replica on her head. We focus on telecommunicating to the universe that we desire to own a castle, she explains. There are lots of ways of doing that. For example, I speak with a British accent, but I'm from Waukegan. The important thing is to just put it out there. I bake castle-shaped cookies, bundt cakes, any food that I prepare with enough substance to hold a castle shape. I watched all 8 seasons of the television show Castle. I even listened to Carl Castle for years before I realized he was spelled wrong.
Castle fans trying to get themselves a castle by imagining castles. Your next story of a new way to get what you want comes from Shannon O'Neill.
Some say meditation is a great way to manifest your dreams, but have you tried screaming? Tanya Canelli, a cognitive therapist from Worcester, Mass., has discovered that you can get anything you want as long as you scream it. It's called the scream method. Are you up for that big promotion? Instead of showing your boss you have what it takes, just go into their office and scream, "Give me the promotion, Pam! Also, fire Carl, he takes K-cups home!" Want to be friends with the cool kids at school? Just scream, "I'm going to the party in the woods with you. Please note, I have access to my grandma's medicinal marijuana." Preliminary studies show that the scream method is 80% more effective than good old-fashioned hard work and emotional stability. So next time you want something, just try screaming. You are going to choose this Bluff the Listener story, Roy, not anyone else's.
Screaming at people gets them to do what you want. And your last story of somebody figuring out a way to make their dreams come true comes from Mo Rocca.
Rest assured, Facebook is done corrupting our democracy by placing propaganda in front of millions of eyeballs. Now, someone is using Facebook to brainwash us one by one. That's the promise of Elliot Scheffler. He's the spokesman for the UK startup called The Spinner. For as little as $29, The Spinner will individually target a special someone with content to influence the behavior of an unsuspecting recipient. Say you want to get a hard-partying friend to stop drinking, or a nasty coworker to quit his job, or, most popularly, say you want your spouse to initiate sex. The Spinner's on top of it, so soon your wife will be. A wife targeted with the Initiate Sex campaign will be bombarded by articles including 9 ways to initiate sex, why sex is so important to your husband, and the importance of sex for a happy marriage. The Spinner is the first business to monetize something called Facebook sniper targeting. And if that doesn't unsettle you, you are too far gone.
All right. So here are your choices. They're all about the way to get what you want. From Paula Poundstone, it involves sitting around, envisioning, and even modeling, although the thing that you will get is a castle. From Shannon O'Neill, the way to get what you want is just scream your desire at the person you want it from and they'll automatically give it to you. Or from Mo Rocca, a service that will create personalized Facebook ads to get the person you want to change the way you want them to do it. Which of these is the real story of persuasion in the week's news?
I will lean in the direction of the Spinner.
You're going to go with Spinner. That's Mo's story about the service that places those Facebook ads.
Because Mo Rocca rocks, so I'm going with
He does. He does. All right, well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to one of these people behind this scheme to get you what you want.
The Spinner is an online service that enables you to influence a specific individual with a specific message.
That was Elliot Scheffler, the COO of The Spinner, which in fact targets ads right at one person to brainwash them. Congratulations, Roy. You got it right. You earned a point for Mo Rocca, and you've won our prize, the voice of your choice, on your voicemail. Thank you so much for playing, Roy.
You're welcome, Peter. It was a pleasure.
Bye-bye, Roy.
Bye, Roy.